Okay, today is Daf Samach Beis. We are on Samach Beis at the Mishnah. New Perek. I believe this is the last Perek. Yeah. Here we go. Hasachar is a poel. If a guy hires a worker, right? Hasachar is a poel, he hires a worker. Lasos imo b'yayinesech. He hires a worker, he hires a Jew. Jew needs a job. The guy says, come work for me, help me with my Yayin Esech. It's a job, right? So, the job is a job, it's all true. However, Scharo Asr, the salary is Asr. Asr Bahana, you can't have a salary. You want to work for free? You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
Scharo Lasos Imo Malacha Acheres. However, let's say he hires you from some other job. He hires you to be a gardener, and you're mowing the lawn. Then, afal pisha amarlo, heavenly chavishal yayin etzech makom lamakom. Do me a favor, Yankee. Move the barrel of wine from there to there. You're not hired for that. So if he asks you to do him a favor, move the barrel from there to there, scharo mutter. The salary is mutter. Right, so I mean, it's totally different. You can't compare this to anything else because we're going to see with the Gemara. Why is the salary awesome? We're going to see it in a few minutes in the Gemara.
Why is in this case the salary as much as still on the...
No, because that wasn't your job.
But you still had enough.
So we're going to see. The Gemara's going to explain. He did us a favor. Okay, we'll see.
A Jewish builder can't build a church. Is that what we're saying, or is this something
different? It sounds like that.
Yeah, it does.
That's what it sounds like, right? Now, hasocher sachamor, if somebody hires a donkey, lahavi aleha yayin nesech, to transport yayin nesech, scharo aser. The payment is aser. The salary is aser. However, scharo liyeshiv aleha, if you hire the donkey, you're going to ride the donkey. The guy wants to hire the Jewish donkey, not Jewish donkey, the Jewish owned donkey, to ride the donkey, right? Afal pi sheniach oved gachavim legino aleha, scharo mutter. Even if he puts his jug, attaches it to the back of the cat, the donkey, that's mutter. He's transporting Yayin Esach also. That's same thing as asking him to do him a favor, move the barrel. That's all mutter. Okay? Very good. Excellent Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my taima scharo aser. Why is it that the schar, why is salary aser? Why? Why is it aser? Ilema ho'ol v'yayin esach aser. Well, since Yayin Esach is Aser, Bahana, Scharo, Nami Aser, the Schar is also Aser Bahana, the salary is also Aser Bahana, Hare Arla, what about Arla, Uklaya Karim, and Klaya Karim, the Asurim Bahana, they're both Aser Bahana, what's Arla? Arla is fruit the first 3 years, Aser Bahana, Klaya Karim is Klayim with vineyards, Aser Bahana, Hare Arla, Uklaya Karim, the Asurim Bahana, Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah, right? This is a Mishnah in Kedushin. Where am I? Utnan. Machron, if you sell Klai HaKerem, V'kidesh b'demehen, and you use the money, and you makadesh a woman with the money, Mikudeshes, she's married. So that's also Aser B'hana. Just like Yayin Esach Aser B'hana. Second one, by Yayin Esach, by Kedushin, you can take the Arla, sell it for $100, and give the woman $100. That's mutter. And over here, if the guy pays you $100 for helping him make the Yayin Esach, the $100 is usher. What's the difference? That's the Gemara's question. Could that be? Why should that be? Right? Yeah. Okay, one second. Okay, that can't be right. Ella, the answer is, Hoel v'tosef v'tofes es damav ba'avodas kochavim. The money has the status of avodah zarah. Look at Rashi. Ella hoel v'tofes es damav. It grabs the money ka'avodas kochavim. Right? What does that mean? The kivon, since the nistasech la'avodas kochavim, since the wine is made into Yayin Esach. Harehi kavodas kochavim. It's as if it's a avodah zarah. V'demeha, v'demeha asurin, and the money's asur. Kedamrinan, kal sha'atim mahaya haimenu, harehu kamohu. Whatever's like it becomes asur like it also. V'chihechi didamav asurin, just like the money is asur, schar pu'ulaso nami asur. The salary is also asur. So it's a, some kind of chumrah. What does that mean? That means that when we say, if I transfer Yayin Netzach onto a chair, right? I don't need the Yayin Netzach. I have the Yayin Netzach. I say, you know what? I really need a chair. I'll give you the Yayin Netzach, and you give me the chair. So the chair becomes usher as if it's Yayin Netzach. So what's the difference if it's a chair or it's a salary? So that's why the salary is usher? Now, Vahare Shvius, what about Shemitah produce? The Tofes es Domeha, same thing with Shemitah produce. If I have Shemitah produce, and I say, you know what? I don't need those apples. I'll trade you the apples for the chair. So we had this a few days ago. The chair becomes usher, right? Then I say, you know what? I don't need this chair. I need a cell phone. I'll trade you the chair for the cell phone. The cell phone becomes usher. The difference is that here the chair becomes mutter. The chair becomes mutter. Only the fruit and the last item are usher. Everything in the middle, you change it 100 times, everything in the middle becomes mutter. So the Gemara says, Varei Shvius. What about Shemitah? The Tofes says Domeha, right? Shemitah also. The item becomes usher. Ditnan. If someone says to a worker, if someone says to a worker, Heilech dinar ze, take this dinar, likot li bo yerek hayom scharo asar. What he said was, Heilech dinar ze, take this dollar, I'm giving you a dollar, likot li bo yerek hayom, go pick for me apples today. On Shemitah year. Schar Usser. That dollar is Usser. Right? That dollar is Usser. Rashi says, Lashon Mecherhu. It's a sale. Demashma, locate li, shavayerek. Go pick for me. However, the next line sounds almost the same. Likot li yerek hayom, schar mutter. Didn't say the word bo. Pick for me today. Doesn't say in it. Doesn't say bo. Then the schar is mutter. Why? So Rashi says, Lashon Schir is who? It's Lashon of renting, for lo Lashon Mecher. It's not a Lashon of sale. The Ein Lo Damim, and Shid Fesu, the Kedushas Shvius. There's no such transfer when it comes to renting, when it comes to a salary, as opposed to a sale. So just like by Shemitah, there's no such thing. Why is there such a thing by Yayin Netzach? What exactly, right? What exactly is the distinction over there? When you sell Shemitah produce, the money becomes usher. But if you're just hiring somebody to bring it to you, the money does not become usher. So why is the difference? And Shemitah produce, we know, is Tofes Damim. So if I transfer apples, Shemitah apples, for a chair, the chair becomes usher. If I transfer Shemitah apples for a $10 bill, the $10 bill becomes usher. But if I ask you, do me a favor, go bring me Shemitah produce, here's a dollar, go bring me the dollar does not become usher. So why, when I ask you the Yayin Netzach, I hire you to do Yayin Netzach. Why is the money usher? Why is the salary usher? We don't have an answer. Why is the salary usher? It's just a chumrah. So we're going through it. We said it can't be a salary. It can't be that it's usher because of itself. Because by Arlag Klaya Karim, which is also usher, you got to use the money to marry a woman. It can't be the salary because by Shemitah the salary is mutter. So what is it?
The ownership doesn't change if you do a salary.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Exactly right. So same thing over here at the Shemitah. The ownership doesn't change. Go do me a favor. Go get me those apples, the Shemitah apples. Here's a dollar. Go get it for me. The dollar's mutter. You're invalid in a Avira. Doesn't make a difference. So what's the difference in that and the Yayin Netzach? So why is the salary usher? The guy hires you. Why is it usher? Ella. So Amar Bavo, Amar Yochanan. Knas hu shekansu chachamim. It's a knas. Very simple. It's nothing more than that. It's a knas. The Jews did not want Jews working in the Yayin Netzach factory. Now, does that mean that they can't build a church? I don't know. It's in knas. I don't know. But now it's only about a knas. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. Nothing inherently wrong with it. It's not usher. Why is it? But other cases, it's not usher. We wanted you to stay away from this. So the chacham said it's usher. Knas hu shekonsu chachamim bechamorin ubiyayin etzach. It's a chumrah. The chachamim should stay away from it when it comes to donkeys and when it comes to yayin etzach. Now, right, so what's the reason? So the Ritva says, because you're Mekayim Avodah Zarah in the world, that could apply to building something, you know. The Torah says that you shouldn't have these things in the world. Others say, you're right, Ein Echanami, it's Mutter Meikar Adin, but you shouldn't be involved in things that are Asar Hana. You shouldn't be involved in the Ayin Netzach. Even though you're getting a salary, there's nothing wrong with it, Meikar Adin, you shouldn't stay away from that stuff. Okay, now, Yayin Netzach Hadamarin. We just explained. We just said. So, chamarin mahi. What about donkeys? Or it's really donkey drivers, right? Mahi. What's that about? D'tanya. We have a brisa that says, right? Hachamarin, donkey drivers, shayosin malacha b'peiros shvius. That a donkey driver was. He's a transport. He's in the transport business. So he's transporting. Shvius produce, osim alacha bepero shvius, scharon shvius. His salary is shmita. My scharon shvius. What does that mean? His salary is shmita. What does that mean? Ilema diyavinen le schar mipero shvius. That we give him his salary from pero shvius. That can't be net. That's impossible. Nimtza zeh parei achov pero shvius. He's getting paid from shmita produce. That's impossible. It's usher. Vatora amra lachol ol schora. You let it eat. You let it go. You let it. All fields became hefker, and you can go down there and eat your apples. You like apples? You enjoy apples? Go eat an apple. Doesn't mean you can. You know what? The Paris is hefker, so I'll pay my cleaning lady with payor shvius. Can't do that. So what do you mean you're paying the camel driver? It can't be that. The donkey driver. Ella, the kadosh scharon. The kedusha shvius, that the money you pay the donkey driver becomes sanctified with kedusha shvius, which means in a nutshell, it's usher. Umi kadosh, is that true? Is that true that it becomes usher? Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, hamal poel. If someone says to a worker, heilich dinar zeh veloko, heilich dinar zeh, take this dollar. Velikate velakut li yerek hayom, and go get me the apples. Schara mutter. It's mutter. Why? Why is it mutter? However, lakut li yerek bo hayom schara aser. It's aser. What was the difference? The difference was when you said the word bo, you meant the sale, and a sale is aser. You're not allowed to sell shmita produce on shmita. It's aser. When I didn't say the word bo, what did I mean? I just want to hire you. Do me a favor, go schlep me the apples. Here's $10. Go schlep me the apples. Go get the apples for me. Go schlep them. It's mutter. So what's the difference between I tell you schlep me the apples and a donkey driver schlepping the apples? So why is a donkey driver, we said it's usser, and I tell you go schlep me the apples, it's mutter. What's the difference? Why is one usser and one mutter? Right? So, you hear the question? So we said there are two times when there are two cases where something was meikar adin mutter, but the chachamim are machmer yayin esach and it's donkey drivers. So we don't want to tell me that the donkey drivers is a chumrah. We want people staying away from shmita, even though meikar adin it's mutter to shlep the apple. We're going to say it's aser. Then why did Bryson say or the Mishnah there that if I tell you go do me a favor, go get me the apples from the other room, go bring me the apples, here's $10. That $10 is mutter. Why is that mutter? So Amar Abaya, La'olam Yavin Leischar Bipera Shvius. No, really, you are getting paid for Pera Shvius. Really, you are getting paid for Pera Shvius. Aye, V'Tikakashalech La'achla V'lo L'schora. But we said you're not allowed to do that. You're only allowed to eat Pera Shvius. You're allowed to eat the apples. You can't sell them and make money. You can't give them as payment to somebody. You can't do that. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, you gave them to him in a mutter way. Rashi says, matnas chinam. You gave them for free. What does that mean? You gave them for free? Right? You gave him for free. What does that mean? Yeah. Just live for a minute. Kidit not. Like we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Lo yomer adam. A person's not allowed to say, l'chaveiro, to his friend, Haleli peros halolu li Yerushalayim l'chalek. Listen, I'm too lazy. You schlep up the pay. You schlep up the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, which is what you're supposed to do. You schlep it to Yerushalayim, and then we'll split it. I'll give you half the Maaser Sheni if you do that for me. Not allowed to do that. Why not? Why can't you do that? Because you're not allowed to pay somebody with Maaser Sheni money. You can't do that. However, Aval Omer Lo, Helam, Laochlam, Ulishtosam, Birushalayim. You know what? You take them up there. You enjoy it. Take it all. Take it all. I'm not going. Take it all. Have a good time. Laochlam, the eat, Ulishtosam, Birushalayim, Venostin, Zel, Lazeb, Bimatna Shalchinam. You can give it as an Atana Shalchinam. So too, the same thing that you're doing is with the Peiros Shviyas. Go back to Amud Aleph for a minute, because we're going to do the Tosfos on the bottom. The same thing what we're doing with the Peiros Shviyas. You're giving it to him. It's not a salary. Here, take all the apples. I don't need them. Take them all. Then he can do with them whatever he wants. Right? So Tosfos asks on the bottom, the Im Tomar, 1 second, says Tosfos, Kivan de Yoav lay b'tzad heter, if you're giving them to him in a mutter way, basically, you're not making him work for them. That you can't do. You can't charge a salary. You're just giving them to him. You want the pair of shvias, all those apples? I have nothing to do with them. I don't like apples. My kids don't like apples. Take all the apples. I'm not giving them to you for a salary. Mow my lawn, I'll give you the apples. I don't have to do that. Take the apples. Go take it. Have a good life. Take my apples. It's a pair of shvias, so you're allowed to eat them. You just can't engage in business. I'm not engaging in business. Go take them. So the Tosfos asks, given the other b'tzad heter, so if you're doing the b'tzad heter, my area of the polim, osin beperos shviat halalu, right? My area of the polim, osin peros shviat halalu, afilu hayosim lacha acheres, yu mutarin leparim peros shviat. Then why does it have to be that they're working there? Why does it have to be workers? That you can, anyone can get peros shviat now. How? A gift. Yeah. So why is it workers? So, v'yesh lomar, dafka kisha osin hamalacha beperos shviat atzman. No. If the worker's working with the apples, and you tell him, all these apples are yours. I'm not giving it to you as a salary, because I can't do that. I'm giving it to you as a gift. That only makes sense if he's working on the very apples you're giving him as a gift. Why? Because, Eino nira kinosin tzchar, masha par repair shvias. Because it doesn't look like it's a salary. What does it look like? What does it look like? It looks like a gift. And here, so I can't get the apples if I don't harvest them, right? So the owner told me, take all the apples, there's no need for them. He doesn't like apples. But during Shemitah, you're allowed to eat any fruit that you can for your own consumption. Right? You can't sell it, but for your own consumption, you're allowed to eat any fruit you want. As long as it's still available for animals. That's the halacha on Shemitah year. You can't buy Shemitah produce, you're not allowed to buy it, but if you have an apple tree in your backyard in somewhere in Yerushalayim, you can take an apple off that tree and eat it during Shemitah, 100%. You can't work it, but just to take the apples off, why not? So if I tell my neighbor, listen, I don't want the apples, go take all the apples. It looks like he's working on it for himself. Looks much butter. Where is it? Mishum haki nakar osu b'locha perishvias v'helam la'achlam dafka d'dumya sheheim shnel shal shneim yachad la'achila. Aval, osu b'locha acheres. But if they see everybody, the guy's washing my car, he's cleaning out my car, and he's there for 10 to 5 hours to clean the car, and then all of a sudden he's hauling away apples. Does it look like he got paid? That's much more suspicious. Right. That's why if it's the same act that he's doing, it's not a problem. If he's doing some other malacha for you, that's a problem. It looks like even though it might not be payment, it might just be a gift. It still looks suspicious, and therefore it's usher. Okay. So what do you see? What do we see? We see that just like with Maaser Sheni, you can't tell somebody, you schlep up the Maaser Sheni, I'm too lazy, and then we'll split it when we get to Yerushalayim. That you can't do. Why? Because you're paying him with Maaser Sheni pros. You can't do that. But if you tell him, listen, I don't want to go, take it all, go to Yerushalayim, have a good time. That you can do. So, right? That answers the stira. Right? So again, So what, when it said that you're not allowed to engage, that in two types of acts. Number one, you can't work in the Yayin Netzach factory. Why not? Oh, no reason. It's a chumrah. And the donkey driver can't work with Peir Shvias. So how's he going to get the Peir Shvias? The owner gave it as a gift. That's what it meant. Those two things you can't do, really, the mutter, chamed gzeira. One was a Yayin Netzach, and one was a donkey driver. Donkey driver is not allowed to get paid from Peir Shvias. So how does he get the Peir Shvias? You give it him as a gift, which is a little bit of a trick, but okay. Okay? Very good. Rava Amar? No. Rava gives another answer to what it means to donkey driver. Rava Amar? La'olam dekadosh bekedusha shvias. No, really, it is kedusha shvias. It's kedusha shvias. I would call kashalach poel, right? We said that if I tell you, do me a favor, go bring me some peir shvias, here's $10. We said that's not usser. Remember, we had those two cases that sounded exactly the same. One had the word bo, one didn't have the word bo. If it didn't have the word bo, what was it? You're basically hiring the guy to do some peir shvias for you. Right? That's all it was. So then we said, what do we say about that? If you're hiring the guy, that's mutter. So why is that mutter and a donkey driver's usser? What's the difference? The donkey driver, I'm not allowed to pay with peir shvias, but to bring me peir shvias. The donkey driver, to transport it for me. That's a problem. But I tell a guy, my neighbor, to tell the kid, go do me a favor, go get me some peir shvias. Here's $10. That's mutter. What's the difference?
Because the $10 is a gift.
What? No, we're not saying it's a gift. You're not giving it a gift. What's the difference between hiring a donkey driver and hiring a little kid? What's the difference? So you're on the right track. Poel lo nafish agwe lo kansuhu rabbanan. Because a worker like that, it's a small amount. You give some neighbor a few dollars to go get, that's a small amount. No gzera on that small amount. Chamarin, a donkey driver, he's got a whole transport team. The nafish igraihu, it's a whole big production, it's a big salary, people, but it's the parnasa. It's the transport. Not the giving some neighbor's kid some money to bring you. That's a different story. Now, it's just as usher, no?
Yeah.
So what's the difference, really? Right? So, but when it comes to a huge amount, really, Nikar, then it's not usher. Nikar, then it's not usher. Why is it not usher? Because it's not a sale. What is it? No. You're hiring somebody to transport Peir Shvias. What's the answer? What's the answer to give him the money?
He's working for you.
What?
He's working for you.
He's working for you. And but it's not really about the peir shvias. It's a little bit indirect. So if it's a small amount, it's mutter. If it's a big production, it's usher. The nafish agrayu kansu b'hu rabbanon. If it's a big amount, the rabbanon made it zero, right?
So the rabbanon charge less.
What? No, but it's the amount. In other words, it's not amount. It's not how much you're charging. It's how much he's bringing you.
Oh, it's the amount.
Right. So that's tied to the amount. Right, this something in every society called supply and demand. So you're not paying a guy $1 million to transport to bring you two apples. Not doing that. But you have a field of hundreds and hundreds of acres of apples. That's already a big production. So on the big production, they offered it. On the small production, bring me two apples from the field over there. It didn't offer that.
He's saying his wages are large. That's what he said.
Right, wages are large because it's tied to what you're doing. So nobody gets paid a lot of money to deliver the mail. But you do, but the big jobs get paid a lot. So it's tied. It's the same thing. We're saying the same thing. So it's a big salary. Fine. A big salary is a problem, and a small salary is not a problem. Okay, fine. Excellent. Perfect. Right? Yes. So, one second, before we get to the Masnisan. Yeah. So why? What kind of distinction is this? What kind of distinction is this? If it's a large amount of money, it's a problem. If it's a small amount, it's not a problem.
It's a knas.
Well, what kind of knas is that? So what is the person doing wrong? What is the person doing wrong for Hilchos Shmita? What's he doing wrong? The answer is nothing.
Right.
Not doing anything wrong. All you're doing is moving the apples from there to there. Yeah. Not doing anything wrong. So really, the money should be mutter. But if it's a big amount, it's usher. Why? So the Tosfos says, you know why? Because if it's a big amount, it looks like schora. It looks like schar. It looks like he's selling it. A guy brings you two apples from down the block. It doesn't look like he's selling it. But a whole production, it looks like he's selling it. That's what the Tosafot says. Yeah.
And where does it... Their Advat answers,
another very interesting answer. He says, right now, no Isser is being done. No Isser is being done. We're just moving it from there to there. What are you doing with all these apples? What are you doing with them?
Eventually
you're going to sell them. That's Isser. So you're causing Isser to happen. Right? You're getting ready for the Isser. The Isser didn't happen yet. It's going to happen next week when the apples get here. Then he's going to start selling them against the Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to sell it. So you're causing... that doesn't apply. When I asked my neighbor to go get me some apples, I'm not selling it. So that's why there's a big difference.
Like Shabbos, it's a siyag.
Exactly. It's a siyag. That's why the big productions are sir. Because it's really going to cause... you're causing eventually for an aveira to happen. And the other case, with a small... it's not causing an aveira to happen. No aveira is happening. It's not us, sir. Okay, two answers. So... what?
It's like a mitzvah.
Exactly. It's like a mitzvah. Exactly. Now, Umas Nisan. So back to our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, why did the Mishnah say that a guy can't work in the Ayin Esech? Why not? The answer is Chumr, the Ayin Esech shiny. Because it's a Chumr of the Ayin Esech. Exactly. It's the Ayin Esech. That's all. Avodah, we stay far away from. Okay. Iboyelahu. Listen to this question. Scharo was Stam Yenam. If I hired him, not for Yayin Esach, Stam wine of a guy. Stam wine. Mahu. What's the story? So Tosva says, on the Tosvos, the little Tosvos, the last Tosvos before the lines get wide, Scharo was Stam Yenam out. Lichatchila vade oser. Lichatchila bistam Yenam. Lichatchila, you should not get a job working in some wine store, even if it's not Yayin Esach. Lichatchila, you should not do this. Why? Kidamin le'el. The lo shari lidroch im ovid kochavim begat. You shouldn't be together with the goy stomping grapes. Ilo tairi yuliyade. If his hands aren't tied. Right? Ella mibayle im haschar mutter b'di'evet olo. Oh, you did it! You really needed a job very badly. Oh, I'll take this job. I'll ask the rabbi afterwards. Right? What do I do with the money? So is the money mutter or not? So, mi amrinan, do we say, given the Isura, Chamur, Kediyayin, Etzech, Scharo, Nami, Asur, since Mestam Yenam was so machmir about everything, so making the same Chumra, and the money, and the salaries, Asur, Odilma, no. Ho'el, V'tumaso, Kill, Af, Scharo, Nami, Kill. Since regarding Tumah, Yayin, Stam Yenam is more makel than Yayin, Etzech. Now, what kind of Tumah is there by wine? It's all made up, Tumah. The Rabbanim made it up. There's no Iker Tumah by wine, by Avodah Zarah. Right, Rashi says, on the last wide line, on top, to Tumas and Kill, Kidamrinan, Be'ein, Ma'amidin, we had this on Daf Lamed, that Shalosh Yenosein, there are three different categories of wine. Yayin Esech, Asher Bahana. Yayin Esech is Asher Bahana, Umetame, Tumah, Chamura, Kezayis. It has a big Chumra of Tumah, like a Kezayis. That means it's Metame, the size of a Kezayis. Stam Yenam, Asher Bahana, Umetame, Tumas, Mashkin, Berevius. It's a more makel shear, a revius. So we're more makel when it comes to Yayin Stam Yena as opposed to Yayin Etzech. So maybe we're makel the same story when it comes to the salary. What's the story? Toshma, he tried to bring an answer. Dahu Gavra, there was a guy. The Ogar Arbe Stam Yenam. Listen to this. He rented out his boat for Stam Yenam. The guy asked him if he could rent his boat out for Stam Yenam. Yavle Chite Ba'agra, and he gave him wheat as a salary. He gave him wheat as a salary. Also a kamei Rav Chista. He came in front of Rav Chista, and he said, Rav Chista, what do I do with the wheat? Amalei, he told him, Zil, kalinhu, vikarvinhu. Go burn all the wheat, and then go bury it. In other words, asur bahana. So the Gemara asks, bekivrei, why do you have to go bury it? Leimalei, Bidarinhu. Why can't you just scatter it? Just scatter it. Why do you have to burn it? And then bury it. Why can't you just scatter it? Right? So the Gemara says, Asu lahu bidei takala. Because if you scatter it, you might come to get it might come to have a problem because we get benefit from it because it becomes fertilizer. So you can't scatter it. Because you can't burn it and scatter it, because you don't get a benefit out of it. You have to burn it and bury it. Right? Yeah. So the Gemara says, right, also beta kala, right? Right. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, that wasn't that. That's the wrong answer. Lembelehe, also the beta kala, that you might use it somehow. You might come to use it somehow. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, Vilak linhu, viladabrinhu. So burn it and then scatter it. Burn it and then scatter it. So the Gemara says, that's Dilma mazabli bahu. Maybe you'll come to use it as fertilizer. So Tosfos asks that we learned on 13 days ago, not even 2 weeks ago, we learned that Zev Zegorim is mutter. So what's going to happen? You're using this yayin etzech as fertilizer. Right. Or you're using the wheat that got paid for stam yenam, using that as fertilizer, along with what? Along with the ground, along with the soil. So it's Zev Zegorim. We said that's mutter. But there was a machlokas about it. So what's the big deal? So use it as fertilizer. So what? Zev Zegorim is mutter. We held it was mutter in the end. Right? So the Ran says it's only mutter b'di'eved, alachachila. B'di'eved, if it's Zev Zegorim, we'll say it's mutter, alachachila. So you can't, that's not an answer. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So,
I don't understand the first answer.
Yeah.
Other people could get benefit from it, because you're not getting benefits if other people are, and therefore there's no hanah.
Right. I hear you. Interesting. Good point. Good question. So, what's that? Say that again? Say that question again?
So the first answer that he says is that if you scatter it, other people might get to use it.
Right.
But if other people are going to use it, then you have no hanah from that. So,
no, I hear you.
So someone else will. So it's the same thing.
But so what?
Yeah,
it's a fair question. Okay, I don't know. So now the Gemara says, so why can't you just bury it like this? Why do you have to burn it first? Just bury all the wheat. Bury it. What do you have to burn it for? Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Echad Evan Shiniskal Ba. Look, out of left field, the Gemara says, well, you know, when you do skila to somebody, the stone that was used to kill the guy, they bury it. They don't burn it first and then bury it. They bury it. Echad Eitz Shiniskal Lav. Or the wood that you hang somebody, you don't have to burn it first and then bury it, just bury it. Ve'echad sayef shenerag bo, or the sword that was used for sayef. Ve'echad sudar shechanak bo, or you use the sudar, the kerchief that they used to strangulate him. Kul mibar nimo, it all gets buried with the dead body. It all gets buried. You don't have to burn it first and then bury it. It
gets buried with him.
Yeah, it gets buried with him. Second over here, you have to burn it first and then bury it. If it's also ba'anah, so just bury it. You have to make it burn it first. Why you have to do that? Now, Tosfos asks, there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Temura that says certain things that are Aser Bahana have to be buried because you can't get Hana out of it. For example, a Shar HaNiskal. If an ox has to get Skila, we don't want anyone, you can't have enough from it, you can't use the hide, you can't use the horns, you can't eat it, you have to bury it. You don't have to burn it first, just have to bury it. Egla Arufa. The birds of a Metzorah, the hair of a Nazir. All these things have to be buried. So what do you have to bring me a crazy thing from left field about the sword of a Misas Bezdin? Much more normal things, much more common things that went on, right? So Tosfos answers, because all those things are Shar HaNiskal. If you bury it, you're basically ruining it. You bury wheat, you didn't ruin the wheat.
It can sprout again.
Didn't ruin it at all. All those things were ruined. So to bring those as an example, that's not an example. So we have to find something else. So something else, even though the things from the Mises Bezin also get, they don't get ruined either. Sword could be in the ground for 1,000,000 years. Not going to get ruined. So that's what he wanted to find, something that wouldn't get ruined. That's what Tosa says. What do you think of that answer? Very interesting, right? Okay. So Hatham. So the Gemara answers, no. Over there, Kakavri Beidina Muchacha Milsa. So but when Bezdin does it, everybody knows the guy was Chayav Skila. Everyone knows that, and they buried together with the stone. That's a public thing. Daruge Bezdininu. That's never going to be a problem. Hacha, but over here, Lo Michacha Milsa. Why is it, someone's going to become digging? Why is this wheat here? Why is this wheat here? We use this wheat. It's good wheat. It's been in the ground for 20 years. What's wrong with this wheat? Nothing. It's been preserved all this time. Let's go eat it. Therefore, you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, Amar Inish Gonav, Vaisi Kibracha. Somebody will say, if someone stole the wheat, he buried it here, and now he's passed on, and we can use the wheat. Excellent. We don't know who stole it from. We'll donate it to charity. We'll give it to poor people. Excellent. Okay, now, we'll start the next story, which is not going to end till wait till tomorrow. The Beir Rav Yanai, in the house of Rav Yanai, Yadvi Peirei Shvius. He borrowed, is that what it means? He borrowed, right? He borrowed. He borrowed Peirei Shvius, Me'anim, from poor people. What did he do? Listen to what he did, Rav Yanai. He was such a good man. There was poor people. They had fields. They had a lot of apples. What are they going to do with these apples? How many apples can you eat already? And it's Peirei Shvius, you can't sell it. So Rav Yanai said, lend me all the Peirei Shvius. You have nothing to do with it. And I'll pay you back in the eighth year with good apples. And then you can go sell it. So he's doing the Aniyam a favor. He's doing the Aniyam a favor. He's borrowing the apples now. And I'll pay it back next year with better. And then Aniyam can make some money. This is not mamash ice in the winter. They don't need all these apples. So he's thought of a way to help out the Aniyam. Okay? So Dere Rav Yanai, Yazbi Peirei Shvius Me'aniyam. He borrowed it. Uparu Lahu Bishminis. He's going to pay it back in the eighth year with fruit that the Aniyam can have some business, some parnasa, right? So everyone asked. But
what do you do with the apples now?
He doesn't care what he does with them. He's a rich man. Let him go in the garbage. The point is, he's helping out the Aniyam. Aye, the loan becomes canceled like every loan becomes canceled in Shemitah. So what's he paying it back in the eighth year for? So you have to figure out a way how they made it now it shouldn't get canceled. Asu Amru Le Rav Yochanan. Amru Lahu, Yochanan said, Yus Hain Avdim. Excellent idea. You did good. Says Rashi, Kivan Dahi Shaita. Lo Havi Hanach Be'ein. Velo Echlufu Hani Bahani. Lav Chilupin. By the way, what Rashi is saying is, the apples aren't worth anything right now.
Yeah, Shemitah.
Because it's Shemitah. So it's not, I'm not engaging in business, Chalipin. I'm not exchanging Shemitah for good ones. I'm exchanging nothing for good ones. So it's not a problem. Ukinegdan ba'esnan mutter. And by the way, the same thing by an esnan is mutter. What's an esnan? An esnan is the payment you made to a prostitute. That payment, if it's an animal, cannot be used for a carbon. However, the same trick we just did over here with the Shemitah, you do the same thing by esnan. Why? Now we're not going to finish this. Now we'll finish it tomorrow. Titania. Nasan la. If he gave you the animal, v'lo ba'aleha. But he never had relations with her. But he gave her the animal already. He paid her in advance, and then he chickened out. Didn't want to do the Aveira. So what you doing with the animal? He's not giving it back. Or the other way around. Ba'aleha, if he had relations with her, v'na'alasan-la. He never gave it to her. He never paid her. He stiffed her. Esnana mutter. The esnan's mutter. Now there is no esnan because he never paid her. The Gemara doesn't ask that question. What do you mean the esnan mutter? He never gave her anything. He didn't give her anything. Nasan-la. One second. If he gave her the animal, but he didn't do the aveir with her, why can't she bring it for a carbon? Why not? It's obvious she can. He never did anything with her. What did he do? He gave her a present. He's an animal. He never did anything wrong. Also, he had relations with her, but he never gave her the animal. He cheated her. He never paid. He never gave her anything. Never gave her anything. Since he never gave her anything, Mayas non a mutter. What's pshat? What's the pshat? Ela hachi kamar. This is what it means. Nasan la, he gave it to her. The achar kach ba'aleha. A month later he came back. That's when he did the aveir with her. A month later. Oh, or ba'aleha, he had relations with her. V'yachakach nosan la. And he gave it to her a month later. Then, eshnene mutter. Then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the payment is too far removed from the Avera. So it's, we're gonna, you know.
Why isn't it payment of a loan?
What?
Why isn't it payment of a loan?
It's not a loan, it's a debt. She gave a service and he owes for the service. So it's a debt. You owe me, right? Right? So I'm saying, since it's so far removed, it was 6 months later, it's not an Avera animal anymore. Why not? We'll get to it tomorrow. So, nothing law. Yeah, so we'll stop right here. We're gonna stop right here because now we're gonna explain, go through all these cases. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.